I've been gone for like a uber long amount of time, and I kind of I'm jumping back into this because I really missed it, and I was still like lurking even when I wasn't posting. And so I already posted one today, but I'm doing another one, and this is just the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. Like, so it's by Rob 1514, so I'm just gonna get started on this one, and I don't know if I'm gonna do all of them or not, but whatever. Number one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to your other forms of adult entertainment and why? On a scale of 1 to 10, I guess like it's really up there. Like it's probably like a 9 or a 10 to be honest, simply because I'm a voice person. Like when it comes to sexual things, like that's what turns me on the most, and I have no idea why. Like that turns me on more so than pictures, but that's pretty up there. I love voices, and so I found this Reddit and I was like, what? Which type of genre of GWA recording is your favorite? I probably the fear play, because I like being scared, and those just get to me in like ways the other ones can't. I can't explain why, but those just, they make me so like crazy. Number three, have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? It's really funny because when I started listening to these, and I would look up Fear Plays, obviously, with the other tags that were associated with it. Some of them like really got to me. There is one, and I'm not going to say the name of the person, but it has to do with brewing, and like that like terrified me, even if as I heard the shovel and the dirt and like feeling like I was being covered and buried, and it was terrifying, but I could not even like deal. I came so hard. So, that's probably one that I found like really got to me. Number four, we all scan the tags to find the audios that speak pique our interest without regard to title of the post or the person posting. Name up to five tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. Okay, so obviously, I look for male for female, and then I look for female, and then anyone for anyone, I guess, or male for anyone, or whatever, like that. I'm not too picky on that, but I do go for male for female first. And then I usually do fear plays. That's always a big tag I look for if I'm searching for something. I like DDLG. That one is a big one that I look for all the time. I also do rape. That one's a really big one for me. How many is that? Like four or five? Anyways, I'll name one more. And I like SIs because I'm a sucker for punishment, I guess. Whatever. Number five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples. Okay. So I like a person in uniform. A man in uniform is like crazy. That like turns me on so much. And like, depending on it, I like suits. Like, usually it's like teachers or something like that. I don't really like lawyers and suits or whatever. But I do like suits on teachers and things of that nature. So there's that. It's not really much. Number six, where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? So I did anal in my house when my father was sleeping. I sneaked my boyfriend into the house and we had anal. So that was fun. Number seven, other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? So, guys, look, I'm a virgin, if you haven't, like, heard my other audios. So, I don't really, like, these questions are always so weird to me. But if, I've done anal, so if we're doing that, I guess on the counter, like, usually a bathroom counter, that's really fun. Turns me on a lot. Number eight, what accessories have you used with a partner? For the purpose of this question, includes handcuffs, corsets, adult toys, blah 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 blah. I've done like a uniform, like I did a schoolgirl uniform. Like a vibrator. We haven't really done much. Sorry, that's a really boring answer, but it's true. Cock ring, if that counts. Cock ring, there we go. Number nine, have you had a one night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? No, I have not had a one night stand. Probably will in the future, but so far in my career, I have not. Number 10, ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? A moresome, wow. Or if not, is it something you would ever do? Yes, I would love to have a threesome or a foursome or a moresome. This sounds like so much fun. I've never done it before, but that's like one of my like fantasies to have. So I'm just waiting on it. Waiting for the right person for me and my boyfriend. Number 11, would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I'm a submissive through and through. I love bondage. I would definitely be the one tied up. I don't ask me to tie you up. It will not be successful. You'll probably get out. Just no. Number 12. When you are nearing or an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Usually just the demand of coming will do it. Like, come for me, or saying fuck, that'll do it. Or now, after a while. Number 13, do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Okay, so guys, I had a dom, and he used to do this orgasm control and denial thing with me. And we were scening, and I ended up coming. I think it was seven. It was 17 to 20 times. I don't even remember because, like, after that, I like completely passed out. But it was about 17 to 20 times, and I'm always a multiple orgasmer. I can't just come once. It's like floodgates have opened. Number 14, what sexual fantasy do you wish would come true? I have a whole like weird like kidnapping kind of thing going on. I mean, of course it would be like Con Central, but like that's one of my like biggest ones I've ever had, and I want that for my 21st birthday, 'cause I really want that really bad, and I feel like it'd be amazing. Number 15, have you or you and a lover taking dirty pictures or video of yourself slash yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and or video? So, if you really want to know this, you can like message me, but I'll just say this. I have a blog. It doesn't have my boyfriend on it, it has me on it. I've had it for a while. I have over 1,000 followers. So if you want to check that out, you can message me and I'll tell you about it and maybe send you the link. Maybe. So we'll see. If I know you like well enough and you like comment stuff and I know you're like not crazy, I'll like send you the link. Number 16, have you ever gotten so wet or so wrecked in public that you had to go and find a private place? No, and that's like really sad because I've wanted to do it, but I haven't been able to. Number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes vaginous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. Did my lips count? I think they do. I'm gonna count them. I'm just gonna count them for this. Anyways. Yeah. Like, me being kissed on my lips the right way just, like, sends me kind of into a frenzy. Like, my whole body kind of turns hot. And, I don't know. I can't even, like, describe it, and I wish I could. It makes me sad. But, like, there was a friend that could kiss me, and I would just go crazy. And my boyfriend can do that, too, and they both do it differently, but it's just certain ways I get kissed that I'm just like, holy fuck. Number 18, how important is the right is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? I mean, I don't know. Like, I've never messed with a small cock. I don't know how that feels, like, to be honest. I'm just saying. Like, all I've had are big, so I guess it's pretty nice. In real life, in fantasy, it really doesn't matter to me as long as you're not like micro. If he's a nice size and you know what you're doing, I'm pretty sure it works. Number 19, how would you go about undressing your lover if you were standing and facing each other? Ooh, sounds fun. Well, I'd probably start honestly by taking off their shoes. I would get on my knees and untie or whatever. Untie or like hook their shoes and slip them off one foot after another. And I'd like work my way up. So after that, I would either take off their socks or whatever if they had some on. And then I would move up to their pants. And I'd take off his belt and hook it. And then unhook the button on their pants. And then slide the zipper down with my teeth. And then I would slide their pants down. Make sure they step out of them so they don't like fall or anything. Then I would just go to their shirt. And I'd probably just start to unbutton it all the way up to the very top. And then push it back off their shoulders and push it off of them. Let it fall. And hopefully they'd be naked. That would make me happy. 20. What do you consider to be good foreplay and how long should it take? That's a good question. Don't know. I guess for like an average time, probably be like maybe like 15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. I feel like that's a good enough time to be like just teasing and playing with your partner. Maybe like 2 minutes if it's a quickie. I'm not sure. Like, to be honest. But I know, just making your like partner feel good, making sure they're like ready for you, like completely ready for you. That's such a cop-out answer, but it's true. I'm sorry. Is that all of them? That is. Okay, well, that is all of the questions in the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. And I guess I will see you guys later. Bye.